Next patient is Claire DeSantis. DeSantis is DeSantis. DeSantis. Claire, CLARE. Claire DeSantis, date of date of consultation is 11/9/22. Date of visit is I'm sorry, date of visit is 11/9/22. Please make copy for Matthew Dorman, Dorman, D.S. and David. Dorman, Matthew Dorman. The next paragraph. Dear Matthew, thank you for sending Claire DeSantis for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph is for the dentist. This is a 72-year-old female who has a history for bronchiectasis and chronic bronchitis, has been evaluated for bilateral pulmonary infiltrates and recently went for a chest CT done on 10/24/22. The patient's chest CT demonstrated patchy infiltrates in the lingula and upper lobes bilaterally, and a new 7-millimeter nodule in the right upper lobe, and a follow-up was suggested. There was also evidence of coronary artery calcifications, and there was a new left lower lobe patchy infiltrate. Period. Prior to this, patient did have a history for a left lingular nodule and a CT guided biopsy of this nodule was done in August of 22. And CT biopsy done on 8/25/22 demonstrated benign pulmonary tissue with chronic inflammation and fibrosis, and no tumor was noted. The patient said she has a cough, she has some wheezing, and she has had pneumonia in the past and has a long-standing history of smoking, as well as vaping, V-A-P-I-N-G. She has no chest pains, denies fever, chills, and night sweats, and has no leg swelling or calf muscle pains. Next paragraph. Other past history include history of bronchiectasis, pneumonia, and pleurisy, history of Raynaud's phenomena, and history for diabetic colitis, previous history of cellulitis, and dyslipidemia, and has anxiety disorder as well as hypertension. Surgery includes appendectomy, cataract surgery with implants, D&C, and endoscopies with colonoscopies. and removal of a cyst from the ovary. Next paragraph. Habits the patient smoked one pack per day for 45 years and then vaped for 10 years. Alcohol use, none recently. Next paragraph, allergies to codeine. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of an MI. Mother had skin cancer with metastasis. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss. She has no double vision or cataracts. I'm sorry, no double vision, but had cataracts. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has no urinary symptoms, flank pains, denies. Hematuria. She has cough, wheezing, and shortness of breath. And she has heartburn, no diarrhea, denies any calf muscle pains, palpitations, or leg edema. She has anxiety with depression and no bleeding gums. She has joint pains, no muscle pains, no headaches, blackouts, or memory loss. No skin rash. Next, med list included protonics 40 milligrams daily, albuterol inhaler 2 puffs PRN, Lipitor 40 milligrams a day, metoprolol 50 milligrams BID, Xanax 0.5 milligrams TID PRN. Next, physical exam. This elderly, averagely built white female is in no acute distress. Mild pallor, no cyanosis, ictus or clubbing. No edema. Blood pressure 142 by 80, pulse is 64, as patient's 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 128, saturation 94. HGNDA, non-cephalic people, see active and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucous edematous, throat is clear, ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest. Equal movements with the diminished breath sounds of the basis, with wheezes, bilaterally prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of regular asthma, no nestle, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities. No edema. Peripheral pulses are well felt. Reflexes, 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Rectal exam is deferred. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, breast number 1. COPD with chronic bronchitis and bronchiectasis. Number 2 is bilateral lung infiltrates with resolving hypersensitivity pneumonitis. Number 3 is mild pulmonary fibrosis. Number 4, chronic cough. Number 5, hyperlipidemia. And next. And number 5 is anxiety. Next plan, the patient has been advised to use doxycycline 100 milligrams BID for 10 days for a new left lung infiltrate. She will also use prednisone 5 milligrams BID for 2 weeks. And use a Ventil and HFA inhaler 2 plus PRN. Chest X-ray, CBC, complete metabolic profile, IgE level was ordered for 4 weeks. In 4 weeks. And a follow-up visit we arranged here approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for his consultation. Copy for Matthew Dorman, MD, D-O-R-M-A-N, MD.